We're back now, and I'm really happy to be talking with Gayla Colley. Bill and I have been quoting Gayla's stories from the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com for a couple of years now, and we finally get to meet the reporter. Gayla, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
We're doing fine, and a couple of big stories recently that really caught my eye. The first one was something about murals in Lynn, and it involved... I believe the Black Lives Matter movement. It involves kids getting into the program. And maybe you could discuss a little bit about that. I think you had that as a story, what, a week or so ago?
Yeah, so I wrote a follow-up actually to an original story I wrote earlier in September. So there's a couple of Lynn teenagers, Carlos Prudencio and Damiani Garrido, who are leading the push to get a Black Lives Matter mural on the street in Lynn. So it would be kind of between City Hall and Lynn District Court. So they want it to basically read Black Lives Matter. So that would be the mural, mm-hmm. Just to basically draw attention to the social justice movement, get that out there. They're meeting some resistance. They have to go through a Public Property and Parks Committee, which is a city council subcommittee. So they actually need to get approval for that. And there was a law department legal opinion that was issued that the city didn't think it was the best idea, the legal department, that is, because it would open up the streets to billboards for any message. So anybody could come in and basically put any message they wanted on the street, and they thought it would open it up to something that they didn't want there. Basically, the two teenagers went to Somerville recently to paint another Black Lives Matter mural, a street mural that got put in Somerville. So it's just basically drawing the contrast the last tour I did between doing it in Somerville and what they've encountered in Lynn.
Yeah, you know, it's weird because you see these stories from all over the country where people are able to do this on streets and on walls and so on. And then you run into that. I'm surprised. I'm kind of stunned by that. So is it pretty much dead in Lynn?
I don't know if it's entirely dead. They're certainly meeting some resistance. They haven't. They say that they haven't been put on the agenda yet for this subcommittee with the city council. So they've asked a few times. The mayor actually came out and he said he actually likes their efforts, but it wasn't his decision. It's something that the legal department has said they don't think it's a good idea. So the city council might opt to go with that legal opinion. So I don't know if it's dead, but it's certainly not, you know, not the kind of environment that they met in Somerville with it being allowed there and the support that they received from officials there.
Was your original story, did that had to do with Beyond Walls too? Weren't there some people involved in that?
They're involved with Beyond Walls, but it's not a Beyond Walls mural. That would be the Black Lives Matter mural.
Okay, well, tell me about Beyond Walls. What is that?
So Beyond Walls is a community organization. They've been doing street murals, not street murals, but they've been doing murals around Lynn for the past few years. A lot in buildings, just certain areas around the city. Most of it has been in the downtown. So this year they're actually, they're changing their format a little bit. Instead of having like a street festival and a lot of the public events that they've had in the past couple of years, they're trying to avoid gathering, but they're still doing the murals that are on buildings. But this year it's going to be murals based on youth-inspired projects. So they're having, they reached out to a lot of community groups that have to do with younger kids in the community. They submitted certain projects that were based on COVID and social justice. And based on those submissions, artists are going to create murals around the city.
Cool. Excellent. All right. I look forward to reading more about that. Now, the other thing I wanted to get from you was I noticed in today's paper, I think it was, the uptick in COVID cases, not only in Lynn, but also in Revere and Saugus. And I talked with Jared Nicholson today about what was going on in Lynn, due to the athletes can't play, the student athletes, and so on. So what is going on? Are these rises in positive cases, are they significant in any way, or what's happening?
In Lynn and Revere, there's been a double-digit increase in new cases, pretty much almost on a daily. It's not in Revere; it's been on a daily basis. In Lynn, it's a lot of days of the week. There's been a double-digit increase, which is more that's been seen in surrounding communities. Lynn and Revere are both red communities with the state, meaning that they're higher risk and that they're the hot spots in the state. Saugus has been in and out of red. I don't know if they're going to get increased later today when the new stats from the state come out. But it's definitely more than surrounding communities have seen in rising cases.
You know, you keep thinking you're turning the corner, and then this happens. And it's just and Lynn is one of the biggest cities in the state, right?
Yeah, Lynn is the biggest city in Essex County.
Okay, so you know it doesn't it stands to reason that that would happen. There's another story I'm not going to ask you to comment on, but I advise readers to go to it about Governor Baker's home being broken into. There's a name there involved that's familiar to those of us who used to work at WESX, and it's sad to see. But Gayla keeps I got my mouth all messed up here. Gayla did that story along with Steve Krause, old friend Steve, and I invite people to do that. Gayla, any other stories that you want to mention that people you could point people to? Because Daily Item and itemlive.com, people can look up your stuff and go right to the paper.
There was a scam going around with some Latino businesses, local businesses. Two men were going in with posters that were coronavirus posters and telling business owners that they needed to buy these for $50 or the city would come in and shut them down. So they were actually posing as City Hall employees. Turns out they're not City Hall employees, and police are launching an investigation.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, that's pretty scary, especially if you're like a mom and pop. Yeah, okay, we got to buy these signs. Oh, my goodness. Gayla, nice to meet you. I hope we can do this more often, at least once in a while, and I really appreciate your taking the time to do this with us today.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to link to the paper, link to your stuff as well. Thank you, Gayla. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. That is Gayla Cawley, who is a reporter for the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSONewsSports.com.